There are no slides that go with this panel. We're going to have a conversation because there are some very interesting stories that will have lots of wonderful information for you to absorb and think about and apply for your organizations and your clients. Our subject today is rethinking, restructuring, and reinventing your organization. Joining me on the panel to my immediate left is Amber Allred. Amber is general counsel of the Wounded Warrior Foundation, which is a really extraordinary organization. She'll tell you more about it and what it does, but it has grown like Topsy in a very short period of time, and she has been there from a fairly early stage in its development. And to my far left is the president of the Live Strong Foundation, Greg Lee. He is well known to many of you, if not all of you, from Texas and people farther afield. And he has been with the foundation for some number of years, previous tenure as the chief financial officer. So he has seen it from two different perspectives. Each of these fine and wonderful folk are going to tell us a little bit about their experiences in rethinking, restructuring, and reinventing their organizations. We did provide you with one set of documents, one document really, as written materials to complement the session. It is not directly on this topic, but it is a sort of coordinating piece of material. It's a handbook that we put together at Jones Day on legal requirements and considerations for directors of a Texas nonprofit corporation. An awful lot of what happens when you have to confront a very unusual or difficult situation involves governance. And there is no better way to help yourself with governance than to make sure your board understands the basics, both when they start and as they're going along. We had a lot of demand for this from some of our clients, both pro bono and otherwise, and so we put this together as a tool for that purpose. It has footnotes, so it does have technical citations you can use, but it's intended to be written in plain English for people who do not speak the Internal Revenue Code.